This is Kelly.
Hey Kelly, it's Ruben. How are you doing?
Hi, Ruben. Good. How are you?
Good, good. So it's kind of a hectic day for me, but I understand it's important. It's going to be hard for me to like walk through all these comps, but one thing I just did was this. So I looked at one of the comps you're doing, which is it says 421 West 6th Street, number is it 103?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So I don't want to tell a lie, and I don't want to tell people like, "Hey, I know that area." I don't know. I mean, that place I'm going online, that sold for 276. It sold a few months ago. It's actually a hundred suite. It's significantly smaller than my space. Here's the thing that I don't want to do. I don't want to be an asshole. I don't want to be difficult. I deal with difficult people for a living, and it's just not what I want to kind of control on. The ones that to me are kind of in the area. I mean, I kind of sent you guys an email. Are you looking at the highlighted ones here or just all of these?
No, okay, so the highlighted ones the appraiser used.
Okay.
Okay, so I have a lot in between, and you were mentioning like Daisy. You said Daisy is like a bad area. Like that's not
It's
really a
not the
comp.
it, it's not it's le it's not a bad area in a sense. It's definitely, if you had a choice, you'd want to live, you'd want to live in my place. But I guess so. 420 Daisy Avenue. What's the apartment there?
What do you mean? The address is 628, the unit's 420.
Oh, 628. Sorry. So 628 Daisy Avenue.
Yeah.
And what's the unit number? 420.
Yeah, 420.
Okay. So that's an active sale price, right?
Yeah, so you can't really use an active,
Okay.
so it's been, the problem is it's been at that price for 75 days and hasn't sold in this market. So obviously it's too high. I mean, it's just too high. I mean, they're
Okay.
not going to get that if it's been 75 days. Because a lot of these, if you look at some of them that are sold, I mean, I have a sold 7 days, but that's much lower, obviously.
Oh, which
Two
ones have
days.
sold? Let's see which ones have
So if you
sold.
look at the days on the market, do you want me to resort it by the ones that are sold? So sold means sold is the S.
Okay,
P is
so.
pending. A is active. U, I think, is under contract.
Right, well, so here's my
Different
here
from
here here here
pending.
here here here's my issue with this whole appraisal, okay? So let's look at this. Let's look at all the sold ones, right? Sold Chestnut Avenue, so 327 Chestnut Avenue, right? Great. Okay. So what number is that? 101?
Yeah.
To me, that area is it's not me. It's not the best area of Long Beach to say. Long Beach is also notoriously dangerous, so it really does matter. But so let's look at that. So what did that sold for? That sold for 317, right? Or 270, right?
No, 270, yeah.
Great. For 860 square feet. Mine's what, like 960?
Let me look.
Okay. So while you bring that up, 535 West 4th Street, number 107, right? So 535 West 4th Street, number what? 107?
I'm
Yeah.
looking at something else. Hold on.
No
So
worries.
it says your square footage, 961.
Okay. So also, and I know upgrades don't matter much, but I'm looking at the pictures of the one on 535. That sold for 273. It looks kind of ratty. It looks ratty. By the way, it looks old and everything. I mean, it looks nasty if you look at the kitchen. But if we look at that, I don't feel that's in the same area. But most importantly, that's a smaller unit than mine and not a nice area. So then let's look at every other area. So ones that are sold, 6th Street, okay, Daisy Avenue sold, Pacific Avenue. Here's my whole problem with this comp. Every single thing on this comp starts at 270. The only one that's 270 is 860 square feet, which is significantly smaller than mine. Yet I'm getting an appraised value that's lower. The only thing that's I think my whole like rub here.
Well, okay, so the thing is, I pulled these comps, not an appraiser, and I put in my search criteria that I wanted 270 or higher. So there
Okay.
are units under 270. I just didn't consider them
Are
in
there
my
any
search.
two bedroom, two bathrooms that are smaller in the same zip code? I doubt you'd find that.
I don't know. I didn't try that. I can put.
I don't think you will, even for a one bedroom at this square footage, find anything cheaper. And also, okay. I don't know how it is. There is the one thing where my building is worth more is there is covered parking. I had my car broken into when I lived there, so I can tell you that is actually an extremely valuable thing in Long Beach.
And it's secured?
Yeah, it's got a gate. It's deeded. Correct.
Okay, so let me do a little more research on additional comps in your zip code. Let me do a zip code search.
I don't know if it matters at all, but my whole thing is it's very easy for me to say, hey, look, here are two units of, what was my square footage again? 960 or something?
961.
Or
961.
Okay. So there's two units that sold that were two bedrooms in the same area, in the same, not same area, same building, and you have one that says 275.
290. Well, aren't you 4th Street? Because look, we have one that's 290 and 29500.
I'm 7th Street.
And those are like the same.
I'm 7th Street.
Well, these on 4th Street. Oh, well, this is a one bath, so there's a 290. That's a better comp. Okay, let me do some homework. Let me see. I'm going to have to write this up. So the streets that are by you, is Pine by you?
I think that's like another part of downtown. Downtown changes each way, but I think like the Daisy thing is a comp. I think like to me, and the best comp is this, I don't take it the wrong way. You can call me crazy. I do not believe that a one-bedroom condo should cost the $20,000 less than a two-bedroom. I just don't believe that exists in an urban area like Long Beach. That's my viewpoint. It just doesn't.
Okay.
That's not the premium. And if I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. When you bought a house, did you ever only consider paying $20,000 more in Los Angeles for a two-bedroom versus a one-bedroom?
Yeah, I know.
It's just not a fair comparison. That's my whole point. My whole point is if I listed this place for $300,000, I'd get a cash offer tomorrow.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to get you $300,000, but I know I'm going to get more than $270,000. So as long as we close that gap...
I think the minimum... No, because here's the thing. Like, I'm not trying to be an arrogant person. I don't need the money. I want the money. I don't need the money. And so for me, I don't need to, like, to me, if it's like, hey, look, like, you're going to get $275, I'll just tell you. I'll just be blunt. I'm going to say, hey, screw it. I'll work hard, and I'll save that money myself. I'm not going to pay $5,000. I'm not going to go through this whole process and pay all these fees and do all this stuff just to get $50,000. I'm just not going to do it.
Okay.
There's no value in it.
I understand that. No, I get it. Okay, let me do my homework.
Thank you.
Alrighty.
Give me a call anytime. Bye-bye.
I will. All right.